sometimes it's hard to communicate about what you want for your child, and you're going to somebody else's house or somebody, a family member, and to kind of communicate those things. And we just want to create this language and this support to be able to make decisions and stand with those decisions and really understand and be aware of what you want in your home for your children with the technology world inching in as they get older.
What kind of topics does the group go over?
This will be the first time we're really going to see more parents showing up. The last fall, we had a meeting with Fred Lane, and that was really great. He got the ball rolling and from afar gave us that support to connect with parents, to talk about things, tech levels in the home, and thinking about how we can break those different tech levels. Some households, you have five-year-olds and teenagers, and each one of those ages or development stages, you're not going to have the same tech level for each of them. They're going to be on different levels, different developments. So we're going to be talking about tech levels and what they might look like. And again, this is more like a brainstorming, bouncing off of each other, not necessarily talking about experiences, but more like, how can we move forward? What do we want in our home? And maybe some people are going to be backpedaling a little bit because they've started introducing technology and they want to pull back. We want to be able to support a lot of different stages of parenting with technology. Another topic we want to talk about is the wait till eighth. And the school definitely has been talking about that.
That's about cell phones, right?
That
wait
is about
smartphones specifically.
Smartphones, yeah. So wait till eighth is kind of like a parent's pledge to resist giving their child a smartphone until they're in eighth grade. It's just a topic we want to cover. We're not looking to group people and get them to sign off on something. We just want to have that as a topic to cover, to mention that is a resource and an outlet to find other supports for being resistant to some things until they're a certain age. And then we have two more topics we're going to cover: creating boundaries and policies. So with every new tech device that kind of comes into your home, treat that as a brand new device that needs boundaries, rules, policies placed in for those, again, different tech level children that are being raised in your home. So thinking about the brainstorming of those boundaries and what that looks like from each home, because every home will look a little different and certain ages might be at different levels, but it's all about the development and what the parent would like in the home. Again, the goal is just to find parents to bring together to talk about these things, because things do come up where you want to try to communicate with another parent about what level is your child at when you're sending them to a play date, a simple play date or a sleepover. So I want to kind of bring that comfort level back into sending your child out for activities and for play dates. And I want to be able to find that so that we're able in the next handful of years, as my children get older, there's a more comfort and an easy language to use between parents.
So kind of coming up with that language as a group and supporting each other that way.
Yeah. Yeah. And even if you're not that interested in the topic, but you have something to add because you have this really awesome rule or policy that you want to share, because it might help us advance a little bit more within our own homes, because we're, as parents with the technology, we are looking for some platform to stand on with raising our children, because it is such a fast-paced world. So with the technology. So again, if you have something to add, maybe you're not necessarily looking to find out more information about one thing or another, but more to share information that has worked for you and would work for others in the community or possibly work for others. So we're just really looking for a wide range of parents. Parents that might be struggling with technology and want to hold back a little bit more and they don't know how to backpedal out of that. Parents that really have got it figured out, and then everybody in between.